This is the Tuesday afternoon KBOO news update for June 9th, 2020. In Minneapolis yesterday, ex-police officers Derek Chauvin, Jay Kung, Thomas Lane, and Tu Thao faced a judge for bail hearing. Chauvin, who is charged with second-degree murder, was assessed $1 million bail and is reportedly on suicide watch at the prison where he is kept. The other three officers present at George Floyd's death were charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder and must pay $750,000 each for bail. Attorneys for the trio said they will argue that they were unable to act other than verbally since Chauvin was their superior officer. In Minnesota, the accused typically must secure the bond with some type of collateral and pay a non-refundable fee equal to about 10% of the bail amount. The right-wing GOP team of lobbyist Jack Berkman and internet troll Jacob Wall are attempting to raise funds to free Chauvin and have already seeded their fund with $25,000 by the bail rules. They must raise another $75,000 to free Chauvin. The other three officers, Jay Kung, Thomas Lane, and Tu Thao, are charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder and aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. They remain in Hennepin County Jail on $750,000 bail. If convicted, they potentially face the same maximum penalty as Chauvin, up to 40 years in prison. Portland Cop Watch Director Dan Handelman revealed in a fact sheet today that the proposed arbitration bill will not actually keep fired officers off the force. After stating he does not oppose the currently proposed bill in the Oregon legislature, he writes that the key problem with it is that, quote, the bill specifically says it only applies in cases where the arbitrator agrees misconduct occurred, end quote. However, the reason most firings are overturned in serious cases is because arbitrators do not agree with the findings. For example, the city fired Officer Ron Frasher for violating training when he shot and killed the unarmed Aaron Campbell in the back in 2020. The lieutenant from the training division clearly stated Frasher did not act appropriately. However, sergeants under his command contradicted his testimony, and the arbitrator ruled there was no misconduct, overturning the discipline and ordering Frasher reinstated with back pay. Handelman calls for a second, stronger bill that would prevent such reinstatements. The top epidemiologist at the World Health Organization, Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, now says that the earlier statement that asymptomatic transmission of COVID-19 is very rare was merely a stated speculation at a news conference and does not represent the opinion of the World Health Organization. Van Kerkhove, who made the original comment at a WHO briefing on Monday, said it was based on just two or three studies and that it was a misunderstanding to say asymptomatic transmission is rare globally. Worldwide deaths from the pandemic are rising from a total of 408,000 worldwide, and in the United States, over 110,000 deaths are officially attributed to coronavirus. On Monday, the World Health Organization warned that the outbreak is worsening around the globe. In Texas, where the state government is opening up recreational facilities and other businesses, a new record of new hospitalizations was set Monday, as 1,935 people were taken in. In Utah, 287 people have tested positive at a meatpacking plant, but are being forced to report to work by a Trump executive order. According to the Oregon Health Authority, the death toll from COVID-19 is unchanged from yesterday and remains at 164. Oregon reported 114 new confirmed and presumptive cases of COVID-19, bringing the state total to 4,922. The new confirmed and presumptive COVID-19 cases are in the following counties: Clackamas, 13, Hood River, 3, Jefferson, 1, Klamath, 1, Lane, 1, Lincoln, 61, Marion, 8, Multnomah, 16, and Umatilla and Washington, 8 and 2. The high number in Lincoln County is related to an outbreak at Pacific Seafood. An outbreak of 7 cases of COVID-19 has been reported at the Berry freeze-drying facility at Chaucer Foods in Forest Grove. Despite public pressure from Senator Bernie Sanders, the Trump administration will not commit to free distribution of any viable coronavirus vaccination. According to Reuters, quote, a team of British scientists developing a coronavirus vaccine has set up a special company to distribute it if they are successful, rather than partnering with a big pharmaceutical company to ensure access for the world's poorest. The scientists from London's Imperial College hope to bring a low-cost vaccine to the world early next year via a social enterprise, a company that seeks to do good as well as making a profit, end quote. The article quotes Simon Hepworth, director of business at the college, saying, quote, right now we think the focus should be on how to solve the problem rather than how to make money of it. Social enterprise fits with our mission, applying scientific discoveries for the benefit of society, end quote. The Arab League has issued a statement reported on Radio Havana, reaffirming its opposition to the Israeli regime's looming controversial plan to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. saying the reprehensible and illegal move amounts to a war crime against Palestinians. You've been listening to the KBOO Afternoon News Update. I'm Teresa Mitchell.